Coming up this week on the Course of Life podcast, we're talking whipping winds and fast play on the golf course at PGA National, fun stuff at the Honda Classic, and I just got back today from the practice rounds at Dell Match Play, getting you hyped up for one of my favorite weeks on the golf calendar. Plus, we're tuned into some really cool drone footage as well. And this week's guest is Wes Patterson, a world-long driver that co-founded the Press Golf Series. Very interesting event that we're going to get into as well. We finish with March Madness busted brackets. We're talking Sammy's and bread when we hashtag always end with food. All of it brought to you by our friends at Active Body. And Mike, it's 5 days a week for me. It's 5 to 7 minutes a day. It's super easy. It's the Active 5 unit. I talk about it all the time on here because I really have incorporated it into my day. And I just haven't looked back at this point. It's the easiest way to stretch your muscles, keep yourself active for a short period of time. You can do it right in the comfort of your home. You don't even have to go to a gym. So promo code COL will get you 20% off of the Active 5 unit. Check out the full line of Active Body products. I love what this company does, and I love how simple and easy the Active 5 is to use. Again, it's promo code COL for 20% off your Active 5 unit today.
Interwebs, and welcome to Course of Life, part of the Morning Read Podcast Network. We are proud to be presented by our friends at Desert Fox Golf, Groovit Golf, and Tosi Snacks. I'm Michael, he's Alex. And Alex, before we get into everything happening in your backyard, let's talk about the Honda Classic at PGA National.
Yes.
Where I ate my words about five times over on Lee Westwood. So let's just get that out of the way early. Lee Westwood laid a massive egg, did horribly, and that's
tired. He's a tired man. He's 47 now, Mike. You gotta remember that. So
I mean, he's no Tiger Woods. He's not gonna go out there and, you know, do something crazy all the time. So
you didn't have great picks. Neither really did I. Yeah. I had a couple of sneaky good picks. It's one of those things where my picks weren't good, but I ended up having two guys that finished in the top five. They had no chance at ever really winning the tournament. But from a leaderboard perspective, I was nipping at the door. So that was good to see.
Yeah, I may not have had great picks, but I had at least one that was in a good spot until Sunday. And then he wasn't in a good spot anymore. So
who was that?
I'm completely blanking on his name.
Well, I know Shane Lowry was a pick of yours as well.
Too. There we go. That's who it was. Thank you.
I'm glad I know the Irish fellow. Yes. We'll see him this week at the match play as well, too. He's always a bundle of joy to watch on the golf course. He was lingering around. A lot of new names. We saw Aaron Weiss on the leaderboard with a big Saturday lead at one point. But it ended up being Matt Jones, the Australian who's won one time in 2014. I remember it, Mike, because I actually went to Australia on a trip the week after Australian Matt Jones won his first PGA Tour event. And it's all they could talk about on TV there in Australia. So he gets his second done at PGA National. And here's the best part, Mike. He did it by playing ridiculously fast golf, which is
so fun. Fast.
Yeah.
So fast. He could play a whole round the amount of time it takes someone like Bryson to figure out what he's going to hit into the green.
It's very refreshing to see. And he did it right in JB Holmes's face, also in contention as well, too, who is noted as one of the notably slower players on tour. So it was almost just kind of rubbing it in thick. It's like Matt Jones just showing off the world. It's like, hey, JB, by the way, I can play this fast. I can run circles around you. And then I can also beat you by five shots. So like, maybe you want to think about speeding up your team just a little bit. Very refreshing to see. He's the kind of guy, Mike, that he takes one look from behind the target. He takes one look when he's over the ball and he's going. So get your camera out because you might miss the action if you're watching him play.
Yeah, it was watching the highlights, which is all you really need to do to figure out what happened here, because, you know, a 60-second highlight is his round. Anyway, he literally he'd step up to the ball, hit the ball, step up to the ball, hit the ball. You know, it's like, why do you need to step up to the ball? Step away from the ball, step up to the ball, take three practice swings, step back from the ball, step up to the ball, stand over the ball for 5 minutes, and then hit the ball.
Yeah, we're going to get into a guy who was doing a little bit of that I saw today and you saw as well, too, on our Instagram live coverage and what I saw at the Dell match play in a bit. But impressive stuff from Matt Jones getting that second win. Nice to see the fast play contingent getting a little love there. And yeah, pick it up, guys. If Matt Jones can get it done this quickly, surely you can in half the time as well, too. So shout out to Matt Jones for getting the W.
Yep, indeed. Let's move into the Dell match play week because you're there. We were on course this week on a earlier today, Monday, and I'm sure tomorrow, Tuesday, before this episode comes out, you'll be some Instagram lives as well about everything going on there. And we got to see a bunch of big names on the course as you were walking around.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, Mike, you know how giddy I get for this week every year. Yeah, I tell my wife and my family too. I'm like, you know, I'm a grown adult. You know, I'm deep in my
Christmas. It's Christmas
now.
For you. It's Christmas. It's
like, this is like my Christmas. This is Disney World. This is my child planning a birthday party to their favorite place. This is my favorite place all year. Like, this is what my golf calendar revolves around. I put it in our bio on the Morning Read Network as well, too. My year revolves around the next Dell match play, so I'm so glad it's here. And like you said, the Monday practice round. Such a cool vibe, Mike. If you ever have the opportunity to get out to a practice round in a professional golf event, do it, because not only do you get to see the entire course and the entire field in a really unique way in a casual setting, but you get to get really up close moments that you would never get in any other scenario in sports.
It's true. And just the way this whole week works is one of the most unique weeks of the year as well, which just makes it all the more enjoyable.
Yeah. So Wednesday to Friday, they do the group pool play, kind of like in the World Cup. So there's 64 golfers that are all playing head-to-head matches. They do groups of four Wednesday to Friday, and then the Sweet 16 emerges Saturday morning, and then they whittle it down from there throughout the weekend and crown a champion Sunday evening. It's a real fast-paced five-day tournament. Like I said, I was on the grounds. Be sure to check out the IG Live I did, Mike, because you got a chance to see Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, not only at the range, solidifying their relationship. They truly are best buds. They play together all the time. We even got a nice little live golf action from JT on the first hole as well, too. So I'm glad I could catch a couple swings in action as well.
Yeah, and talking about who's going to drive that first green, we think Bryson will. So we'll see what happens.
Definitely. Shout out Teo Gomez and Sebastian Munoz. Saw them briefly on the range. Check my IG at Course of Life Alex all week and COL podcast. I was taking a video of Dylan Fratelli's swing, and Kevin Kisner rudely interrupted the video and walked right in the middle of it. I couldn't believe how offended I was by that, but I'll get over it eventually. And then the Colin Moore Cal wedge, Mike. If you haven't seen my Instagram, go check it out later this evening. I'll be reposting that thing all this week. Just a little hint. Colin Morikawa is going to be on my card this week to win. I saw some things this morning, Mike. Okay. Boots on the ground, insider information. I saw some things from a guy who might be ready to tame this golf course in his first try. Could be a special week for Colin Morikawa.
All right, so let's get into the groups and the bracket and break it down. It's a big field, but let's talk about who our favorites are, who we think is going to happen. We'll maybe post our brackets on our Instagram so everyone can see.
Oh yeah, those will be a hot mess. Thinking.
It'll be. I mean, if we think our March Madness bracket is a mess, just you wait for this. Just you wait.
Anyone can beat anyone, like at any moment. And Friday is also a mess too, because some guys don't even try and pull out of matches when they're already eliminated. So yeah, it's a fun bracket all the way around. You can check it out for yourself on PGAtour.com. But I don't know. There's some interesting groups out there. I'm looking at Bryson's group. He's with Tommy Fleetwood, which is intriguing. I'd like to see that matchup, kind of a power versus precision at its finest at Austin Country Club. I'll be looking forward to that. What else we got? I like the fact that Kisner is defending his title in a group with Justin Thomas, who's on fire, Louis Oosthuizen, who's finished second in this event, and Matt Kuchar, who he beat in the final before. So that's I would argue probably the toughest group out of all of them is group number two.
Yeah, that certainly seems that way, because I mean, DJ I think is going to run well. If he's coming up and playing this week, he should run away with his group. I want to pick Kevin Na, but I'm sorry, Kevin, it's not going to happen this week.
Yeah, I didn't see him out there, so I can't give you any conflicting information either way. I love the idea that Rory and Ian Poulter are in the same bracket. They're kind of buddies, but it's going to be good to see them go head-to-head during the course of the week. I got my eyes on Xander Schauffele this week. He's a guy that's due for a big performance. I was watching Jason Day hit balls on the range, testing out some shafts. I'm not sure kind of where I like him, even though he's a past champion. So there's some good groups out there. There's 16 total. Gets going on Wednesday. Like you did say, I'm wondering about DJ. Like my inclination just tells me just pick DJ. He's just going to run over the field. Like he loves the sport so much. I don't know. Like he's playing over that seminal program on Monday. He's going to get in Tuesday afternoon. Maybe not getting the full prep. I'm not sure where his head's at right now. So we'll have to tune in on Wednesday afternoon to my Twitter card at Course of Life One for the full picks for the week.
We'll have our official picks on Twitter. We'll post our brackets on Instagram, so you can check it all out. It's gonna be good. If you gotta right now pick one person you think is gonna win it all, who do you think it is?
It's Colin Morikawa in his first try at Austin Country Club too. That's gonna be the real headline, Mike. You heard that here first. Okay.
You're first.
So IG Lives will be Friday to Sunday morning. If you want to follow on Instagram at Course Life Alex, as I maybe walk out to the par 5-6th, where I'll be stationed all weekend. We're just checking out action as well, too. While you're watching, you can have us on the second screen and looking forward to getting after it. It's going to be a fun week.
It's going to be fun. Let's switch over to Tuned In, where we share what we're tuning into outside of the world of sports. Both of us looking at some drone footage this week. For me, it was this really awesome footage that popped on my Twitter feed of drone footage over an active volcano near Reykjavik.
I was wondering where that was.
Incredible footage. The quality alone was just fantastic, how close they got to all this. Just like so good. So good.
And you're at MWRINC on Twitter to check that out as well, too. That was really neat. And it's funny, I didn't see that drone footage video that went viral first. I saw that one second. The one that I saw first that caught my eye in the past week was the one that went in and through an entire bowling alley. They went through the bowling center. Yeah. They went in the back behind the pins where the pins get reset. That was quite a wild ride, too. I greatly appreciated that. And it's a big week on the internet for drone footage. That's what I'm taking away from this.
I mean, drone footage is pretty awesome, and both show how the really cool power of drone footage. Obviously, just a volcano, drones let you get to places you can't normally get to do things, and that one of the bowling alley gets to show you just how good you can tell a story with a drone. But a drone is not just there to shoot pretty things from different angles. You can use it to tell a story about a place. So that was really cool.
It is. And from just the that's a good photography perspective. And from the sports perspective, I know they got those drone racing leagues, Mike, where you can actually make money racing drones. Whoever operated the drone of either one of these videos, they need to get themselves in those competitions like yesterday. They're really missing the opportunity here.
I think I heard that the pilot for the one in the bowling alley is a competitive drone pilot. Or that's the kind of drone they were using, was one of those racing drones.
That is very comforting. I like that. So we're all over the drone footage uniquely with our own clips from the internet. And I appreciate you hawking out that volcano video too. Check it out on Twitter, MWRINC, and I'm at Course of Life One.
Let's get into this week's guest, Alex. He's a long driver. We haven't had one in a while, actually. A long driver.
Yeah.
And this one in particular has gotten into the golf event business. Wes Patterson has co-founded a high stakes golf tournament series called The Press, where two-man teams play for a $100,000 first prize. And their first event is coming up very soon.
Yes, it is nearby me in San Antonio as well, too. About an hour down the road, I'm thinking about maybe getting out there. You're going to hear a lot of coverage from us in the next few weeks on this. I'm very excited about this event. I saw it pop on my Instagram feed in the last couple weeks. Got to connect with Wes, who's got a background in long drive as well, too. So we chopped it up about that and everything that went into putting this event together, how he got the teams together, the format, and we pitched him an idea or two as well, too. So be sure to listen for that.
Indeed. But first, before we get into that interview with Wes Patterson, as always, we want to let you know that it's brought to you by our friends at Desert Fox Golf, straight out of the desert in Arizona. They're the makers of the Phone Caddy, and they know golf. And the Phone Caddy is crafted by both golfers and engineers. The Phone Caddy is unique because it mounts right onto your golf cart in seconds in a place where you can actually see and use your phone, keep your yardage and scoring apps at your fingertips, change music, answer calls and texts, and more, all with the Phone Caddy. from Desert Fox. It is the most functional way to keep your phone safe and ready on the course at all times. The phone caddy works seamlessly with almost any phone model and quickly becomes the talk of your foursome. For our listeners, you can save 10% off your purchase of a phone caddy with the promo code COURSEOFLIFE. It comes in a range of colors, and you can even show your respect and support with their patriotic line. So head on over to desertfoxgolf.com to get your phone caddy, and don't forget to use the promo code COURSEOFLIFE to save 10%. Again, that's promo code COURSEOFLIFE at desertfoxgolf.com.
Next up on the tee, coming to us from South Florida, we've got a world long drive champion who's now stepped into the golf event business as well. He's the co-founder of the Press Golf Series. I'm very interested in this, so we're going to break it all down. It's Wes Patterson joining the Course of Life. Wes, how you doing today?
Doing good, Alex. I really appreciate you bringing us on and talk a little bit about myself and the Press Golf.
Definitely. Yeah. So let's start with kind of your expedition in the game. I'm curious, did you start as a stereotypical like kid playing junior tournaments, or did you find long drive first? Were you into kind of money games? Like where did the game kind of first meet you?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We actually, how much time we got? It's a pretty long story.
That's right. Yeah.
I was actually a baseball guy growing up. And, you know, I played college baseball, played a little bit of pro ball, but always played golf my whole life. Coming out of high school, I had the choice to either go baseball or golf, and decided to go baseball. So, and then eight surgeries later, here I am playing golf. So it was, maybe I should have took the other route.
But, nice. Was there a moment where you figured out you were a long driver, or did that come with time?
Honestly, it was, it came over time, but I mean, I was hitting the ball 300 yards at 10 years old. So it was like, I always knew I was hitting it far, and I, you know, without driving everybody, but I always tell people, you really don't know how far you really hit it until you get out there and try a world long drive. So I would say I really didn't figure it out till 2017 World Championships that I could be pretty elite in the sport.
Very cool. Yeah, I know you've had some amazing showings in WLD championships. And I'm curious, like throughout your kind of playing career, knowing that you've created this Press Golf Series, which we're going to get into, were you kind of like a hired gun in like some money matches back in the day? Or kind of like, what's your experience like, you know, playing for pressure? Did you play in a lot of tournaments, or was it just mostly long drive circuit getting into the game?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's funny. I think the first words out of my mouth growing up was press. I mean, I grew up on a golf course and baseball diamond, but on the golf course, I was gambling with my dad's group playing Wolf at like 10 years old. So it's like, it was kind of comes hand in hand. But yeah, so once my baseball career ended, I got back home. I was from I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee. I got back to Colonial Country Club in Memphis, and I was playing golf, trying to figure out what to do in life, and playing a bunch of money games, and started winning some money. And some of the guys at the club were like, "Hey, have you tried to, you know, turn pro and chase that dream?" And so I did, and they gave me a little bit of cash back to me, and chased the dream for a couple of years. And as most would figure out pretty quickly, it's pretty hard out there. I remember the last true Monday I did, I was on a second wave in Nashville, and I think 63 was getting into a playoff before I even teed off. So that's the day I figured I might need to figure out something else to do. But yeah, I mean, I was playing some big money games back home, always been playing some money games. And then when that day came, when long drive came, actually my brother and one of my good friends, Brian Delaney, who's the head pro at Davenport Country Club up in Quad Cities, Iowa, they're like, "Hey, have you tried doing this long drive deal? Just go try it before you really give up the golf." And that was 2017 World Championships, and showed up and qualified through second chance qualifying or last chance qualifying. And then I guess the rest is history.
So cool. So let's get into that word press before we talk about the actual format and the event itself. For the less golf fluent audience, explain kind of the term press and its importance when you talk about like, you know, money matches and playing for money on the golf course. What specifically does that pertain to for the less fluent golfing audience?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, press is when you're down and you want to add another bet to it to try to save your money at the end. So a lot of people press early, a lot of people press late, but it's just doubling the bet. So either you're gonna go home or you're kind of going for broke with the press. So it's funny how we kind of came up with the title for the series through just One of my buddies pressed me on 18. So
love that. So it's essentially kind of double or nothing, really doubling down your game when you need it the most. I love that motto for the event as well too. So we've seen some slightly similar models to this in terms of tournament golf and events being created, but specifically for the Press Golf Series, what was the inspiration for you to actually kind of get this idea going with your co-founder?
Yeah, man, it's actually it's pretty cool. It's a little backstory. So Corey Spielberg, one of the other founders of it, he is actually one of my first backers when I got into Long Drive.
Okay.
So he started a little group that backed me in Long Drive, and honestly, I wouldn't be here doing what I do without those guys backing me in 2017, 2018. So, but yeah, Corey was one of my main backers, and we play golf. So I used to live in St. Louis. My wife is in St. Louis. So when we were there, Corey's from St. Louis. We used to play a lot, and Corey's notorious for pressing a bunch. He loves to gamble, so he normally lets me win the first hole just so he can press on two. So
love that.
But, yeah, we love it. But yeah, Corey's one of my backers, and we were kind of he's been in the finance world. He's like, man, golf is my passion, and I want to get into golf. He's like, what is golf missing? And we were talking about it, and I was like, obviously we started off with like, hey, we should just start putting together a lot of big money matches, and it's kind of morphed into something like, hey, these golf tournaments really don't they don't really push into the backer. Like, we want the backers and the teams that are sponsored to be really involved and really bring that excitement and just kind of the gambling aspect. And we all know that sports gambling is coming pretty hot and heavy
yes.
in sports in America. So we're like, we should ride that wave. We want to give these backers an opportunity to be involved and then come down and be part of an event, have fun. And obviously had the expense of gambling and guys, a lot of professionals. We see a lot of guys on TV, but there's a lot more professionals that are hell of a players that are, not be able to play for enough money to really impact their career. I know one of the biggest things that impacted my career, I won a Long Drive event in China for a good chunk of change, and it was a big event, and it really changed my life and my career. And so we kind of want to put something together really geared towards those guys that, affect their careers on, in a positive way, and really have a event that some backers and some sponsors can really get involved and showcase how cool an experience golf can be. And especially playing for big money is a fun time.
Yeah. So let's talk about that, because that's what caught my eye. It's the Press Golf on Instagram when I first looked and I saw this tournament series was coming out. Here on the Course Life podcast, we featured dozens and dozens of different mini tour golfers at all different levels who are definitely candidates or would love to be part of events like this. Talk to me about the purse breakdown, though, because that's what really caught my eye. These two man teams, they're taking a really big gamble on their game in addition to the backers as well.
No, absolutely. And if I'm being honest with you, that's kind of been the hardest thing we've dealt with since we announced is some people, people are not dumb. They can do the math. And so, with the purse breakdown, we're giving $100,000 to the winner. We're giving $50,000 to second place, third place getting $30,000 and fourth place getting $20,000. And then we're actually doing a second day low score just to keep the guys that played, maybe they didn't play well on the first day, give them a chance to win the lot.
Oh, nice.
Back on the second day.
Like that.
Yeah. So and the big thing a lot of people I think are missing about this event is we're never really going to ever have more than 16 teams. That's kind of our brand. It's going to be exclusive. It's going to be high end, high stakes, a huge, kind of member guest experience, but we're never going to have more than 16 teams. So the odds are in your favor. And if you're a professional golfer, you're not playing professional golf unless you don't trust your game and you don't think you can beat everybody in the world. So it's, if you come out and you can beat 12 other teams and you're making money, and those are good odds. And in my mind, I believe those are great odds compared to going to play 155 other guys.
Yeah, that's a great tie-in to kind of what I want to talk about and where this is in the calendar and the schedule and everything, because, we talked to pros who are on the Monday qualifying circuit, and they are, in fields of up to 300 golfers for maybe less than 10 spots in a tournament. So when you phrase it like that and you say that there's only 16 teams and you're in a two-man team, it really increases your chance of cashing. So that's an important part to highlight. Let's talk about where and when it is. So I noticed that it is based around, it's the Texas Open week. There's Korn Ferry qualifying. There's, it's Masters week. It's going to be taking place in San Antonio at Briggs Ranch. Talk to me about kind of the science and the timing behind, putting it here at this moment.
Oh, absolutely. And there's always a method of the madness with the scheduling. So obviously with it being Masters week, there's a lot of people that have the week off in professional golf. So, and then I think there's only a handful of their tournaments going on at the same time. And then we're planning on having four events this year. And the dates, tentative dates right now, it's obviously the first one's during the Masters, second one would be during the Olympics, third would be right after the Korn Ferry Finals, and then the fourth would be kind of towards November. So smart. We're just trying to make it as such. What was that? Sorry.
Smart idea. I like the timing of the events too.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We're just trying to make it accessible to everybody. I think, you know, it's one thing about our tournaments is it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from. If you can back yourself, let's go. And we want to make it as accessible as anybody to play in our events. You know, our thing with, we're lucky enough that we're members of the Dormy Network, which is an awesome, awesome network that has a lot of good golf courses, and they're helping us out with this, especially the first ones with Briggs Ranch. And one thing about the Dormy Network is they put on an unreal experience. And if anybody's ever played at one of their properties, like you step on property, they valet your car, you get a personal golf cart, you get a personal concierge, and you pretty much go have as much fun as you can on property. And if you ever need anything, you make one phone call and it's there 10 minutes later.
So okay.
We really wanted to push these events because obviously it's a high stakes event. And it's a good chunk of change for entry fee, but we want to be able to provide one of the best experiences possible for these guys, for their backers, for the sponsors, and play for a lot of money. So that's hence why, you know, we included lodging, which is on-course lodging, till it runs out on each property, because the Dorm Network's actually building some more cabins on each property. But we are, we're including lodging for the players. We're including the parents' party the night before with good dinner. Everything is high scale, great food, great friends, you know, it's good entertainment. Everything's going to be a member guest feel. And I think that's something that's going to set us apart with the experience and also, you know, cutting a big check at the end.
It is. That's a nice combo there, too. I love that level of service that you're getting from the Dormy Network, too. Let's talk about the organization you're partnered with as well, which I want you to highlight. Golf for Cops. Explain what that initiative is about and how you guys have worked it into the event and the series as well.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so Golf for Cops is really dear to my heart. So the McDavid Group is actually one of my sponsors ever since I got into Lawn Drive down here in Sequesta, Florida. And Jim McDavid started this charity, the McDavid Group charities, to benefit fallen cops and their families. There's a lot of organizations out there that we, you know, in the first responders that we founded the cops. There's a lot of them that were getting scrutiny, but they're also not a whole lot of organizations for them. And so what we did a couple of years ago is just like, hey, we're gonna find a good organization that gives back to kids and families that have lost a loved one in the line of duty. And I'm really proud to say that we've raised almost $2 million the past 4 or 5 years for a great organization. And it is something it's really hits home with me, and it's really something that's taken off in the past few years that I've been involved in. And I just thought there's no better organization to team up with than the McDavid Group Charities and Golf for Cops.
Nice. I appreciate that collaboration as well too. So again, it's the Press Golf Series for people who are looking to get more information about it or follow the action as well too. I'm hoping to get down there and at least be updating our audience and everything that goes on with the players and the field. And I know this is going to generate a lot of excitement with our audience. Where can they follow along in the action?
Absolutely. So we actually just worked out a deal with the Golf News Network. I know if you know Ryan over there, he's got a platform.
I do. We're big fans of Ryan Ballingy. We had him on a couple months ago here.
Awesome, man. He's a great dude. So we actually, I think we finalized a little bit yesterday. We're going to have a lot of the content pushed on there, pre, during, and post. We really want to be able to showcase our players and showcase our sponsors and then be able to promote themselves the way they want to be promoted. We're going to give them a lot of freedom to an extent to promote the way they want to be able to promote themselves and be able to watch a lot of it on Golf News Network. We're also going to be doing some streaming on the social media platforms with the Press Golf. But the goal is for us is we're going to capture as much content as possible at these events and for our sponsors and for our players. But the goal is to be live streaming. It's going to be tough to pull it off on the first one, but our plan is for the rest of them that we're going to be live streaming just for the guys that can't make it, the backers that can't make it. They can follow along, up to the minute updates and watch it. And then maybe there might be a little bit of a side action on the side. I'm not going to say too much, but you know, obviously there's a good gambling aspect, so we love the, you know, soon to be streaming it live. But I will say we will have, we're partnering with the Golf Status, with they'll have the live leaderboard if you want to, we'll be posting stuff through our social media. We'll actually have a score volunteer with every single group that's updating every single hole. Awesome. So if you have any action on it, they're going to have up the score every single hole, no waiting 3 holes or 9 holes, no too much suspense on that aspect. But we want to make everything available quickly as possible to everybody that's involved.
Very cool. Again, April 6th to 8th, looking forward to the Press Golf Series. It's Wes Patterson joining us. Let's get to some quick shots before we wrap up here. Just some rapid fire questions for you. You mentioned your long drive career and everything that you've achieved, but I got to know the absolute longest drive that you had in competition. When was that and where was it?
I believe it was 457 yards in Mesquite, Nevada in like 2018.
Nice.
And Alex, you want to know something funny? Is I lost.
Not good enough. You sound like the classic Monday qualifier guy who shot 66 and knew he was out by 2 or 3 shots. Yeah.
Yeah, I lost at 459. I think the Nick Kiefer in that group. And I mentioned the Monday Q about that. But yeah, hit it better.
Nice. I saw the field for the press. I see Zach Sucker on there. I see TK Kelly or some recognizable names for people in the golf stratosphere. But who else are you maybe looking to add? Is the field set? And where do things stand with the field specifically now?
No, awesome. Yeah, so it's a really cool field. We've had anywhere from PGA Tour winners to PGA Tour status guys, the Canadians, Latin, and then we have some mini tour legends too. It's a really cool field that's rounding out. We got a couple spots. We actually have had a couple charities come involved that want to buy in teams, so they're having players play on the behalf of their charity also, which I think is a really cool little added thing we've had this week.
Nice.
But yeah, there's a lot of guys with status, but all the way up to guys that are just mini tour legends playing this event. And it's awesome to see everybody kind of every level professional golf. It's being part of our first event and can be part of our events for the future.
Nice. Well, I love the idea that you have with the Press Golf Series. One little free wisdom idea I'll throw you. I know these 2-on-2 matches are all the rage right now. So maybe you guys can work in some other sports and, you know, maybe get some professional athletes that like to wager some money on the golf course and do a little 2-on-2 action with some of these pros that you have at your events. Could be something fun to think about for the future. You never know.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I think I'm a couple steps ahead of you, but I can't say it too quickly. So you're gonna have to wait patiently for a few
exciting
things in the future.
All right, great minds think alike. Then definitely, great minds think alike.
For sure, man.
I love that. Well, let's end with our 19th hole question we asked all of our golf guests on the course of life. You get done at the end of a long day on the course, so you're at your favorite clubhouse. What's your go-to meal and drink at the 19th hole?
Oh, I mean, that's pretty easy. It's either a transfusion or, a Tito's and Owen's Mixers transfusion or a Miller Lite at Sequesta Country Club sitting on the porch.
Nice.
Easy.
Shout out to sure. Tito's Vodka from here where I am in Austin, Texas. Love it. Great brand.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Awesome. Hey, Wes, thanks for joining the Course of Life. Looking forward to the press April 6th to the 8th and hanging out and doing some more content with you guys. Looking forward to covering the tournament as well.
Awesome, Alex. I really appreciate it. Can't wait to see you down there.
That interview with Wes Patterson is brought to you by our friends at Groovit Golf, makers of the Groovit Golf Brush. You've seen it on the bag of tour caddies and your favorite athletes and golf personalities on social media, and it is the brush to get for the 2021 golf season. I love this thing, Alex. It's got a patented pump that sprays water or cleaning solution right onto your club face. I put a little water, a couple of dabs of dish soap in there. Does a great job cleaning those crubs.
Love it.
For you. It's quick and efficient, and it's got detachable magnets. You can pop it off the bag, so you bring the brush to the club head instead of the club head to the brush. And the Groovit comes with a 3-year bristle guarantee. That means if you wear it out in 3 years cleaning your clubs, and I highly doubt you're going to do that unless you're a PGA pro and you're playing 18 hours a day, send it back. Groovit will get you a free replacement. So prepare to be amazed with the consistency and control that clean grooves will give you. Using your existing golf clubs with the Groovit, you'll get the spin, trajectory, and consistency you're looking for. So head on over to grooveitbrush.com to get your Groovit brush with free shipping in the U.S. Again, that's grooveitbrush.com to get your Groovit brush today. And we're back. Great interview there with Wes. Loving the idea of 2v2 matches with pro athletes and mini tour pros like going up together. You know, it's just like, again, it's one of the things we love about the match one and two that we've seen, where you get the banter and you get these live bets going on. Maybe that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty cool.
I mean, that's the extension for the press golf series right there. Those are just free ideas for Wes. I can tell he's already working on them though. So it's good to hear that. There's a lot of possibilities here. And then I know you mentioned something before we hopped on that I wanted you to relay to our audience. You're just giving out bonus gems here for Wes in the future of his press golf events too. Well, what did you have in mind? You had a little combo event, right?
Yeah, so it was taking long drive and stroke play together. So these guys got to go out, you got to play, you got to do a day long drive, let's say. You get points for long drives, and you go out and you do 18 or 36 holes of stroke play. Cool. You got to be good in both. We're going to put it all together and get a winner.
I like that. I mean, that's music to Wes's ears and the team there as well, too, since he comes from the long drive world, combining the best of both worlds in golf. So excited for the press again. It's April 6th to 8th, Briggs Ranch Golf Club, just outside San Antonio. Excited to cover it, hear more about the tournament, and you can follow the press on social, IG as well, too. Excited to see the tournament go down. It sounds like there's going to be more in the works. So great to have Wes join us as well.
Fantastic. If you liked that interview with Wes, plus everything else we do here on this podcast, go ahead and give us a rating on the podcast app of your choice. Make sure you punch that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Plus, you can follow us along on YouTube so you can catch our either the podcast episodes on YouTube or Alex, your new vlog that we're doing there on the course dispatches.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to have some match play vlogs as well, too. So get excited for a lot more on YouTube.
We're doing more stuff. We do it for all of you, whether you subscribe or not. But if you do subscribe, it means a lot to us and we can do more.
That's pretty much how the system works. Yeah. That's
how it works.
Here's something that we don't subscribe and you should not subscribe to. Our college basketball picks. Remember last week we hopped on here and we told everyone that we're going to do a little bracketology 101. You know, I'm saying how I watch some college basketball and I've got some tips. You know, I got some wisdom I want to share with the audience.
Hey, Alex, how's that working out for you since you're now last in the bracket pool?
I am. And then the evidence is right there in front for everyone to see. I'm dead last in the pool that I'm hosting. That's just so typical of every year of my life hosting a college basketball pool during March Madness. I'm the exact opposite of a sharp, and this bracket was a mess. There's upsets galore. We had Oral Roberts in the Sweet 16, Mike, which I'm sure everybody had on their bracket. Brackets are busted everywhere, is the bottom line.
It's pretty rough right now, just all over the place. I will say at least I have half of my Final Four and still intact.
That's actually not bad. And it's sad that that's not bad, but that's the state of normality with this crazy bracket and the upsets we've seen on the men's side. The women's side has been a little bit more chalk so far. One bad men's moment here in Austin was obviously the Texans Longhorns losing late in their first round game to Abilene Christian. Mike, this was a classic big brother, little brother matchup. Abilene Christian, a tiny little school out in the panhandle of Texas, getting it done against big brother, a stunningly bad loss. Fire Shaka Smart, Mike, the experiment is over. The guy can't win a tournament game to save his life in Austin. It was a very depressing time here.
Yeah, pretty rough for at least Texas for Hook'em Horns, but the rest of Texas did all right. They did pretty well.
Oh yeah, none of the other schools are complaining. Your fine Baylor's hanging. Yeah.
Shout out to my wife's alma mater, UNT, for winning a game.
They got a nice win. Shout out to them for getting that win, the Moon Green. Love to see that as well, too. Our league champion from our alma mater, Quinnipiac, got crushed in round one. Rick Pitino, back in the tournament, and Iona just getting throttled. But, you know, good to see him back in the tournament, at least.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's been a fun, crazy week. And, you know, shout out to we're going to shout out Jessica right now. She's leading the bracket pool, the official Course of Life bracket pool.
Yeah.
And then she's leading by 7 points right now.
And I mean, again, it just goes to show you, like, it just doesn't matter, like, what you do during the college basketball season to try and prepare to fill out a bracket. It really, really does not matter one freaking bit. you just can flip a coin and do better than I could in any given year for all the college basketball I watch. A little sad, but it's the craziness of March Madness. You have to grow to love to hate it and hate to love it. It's quite a week, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad it's back after losing it last year.
Yes, it's back, and we'll keep paying attention and seeing what happens and crying. Though I'm done crying over it; it's not worth my energy anymore.
No, there are already a couple of kids that got memed to death too, Mike. Couple of crying kids that are March Madness. You hate to see it; they're so young. You know, these innocent little kids are just—they're going to live on the internet for the rest of eternity just because they cried after a basketball game.
You know? You know, they say you live as long as the last person who remembers you. So
that's right. Yeah. Well
put. What I am looking forward to now, though, is the college hockey national championships. Simply because go Bobcats, go Quinnipiac Bobcats, featuring two Hobie Baker finalists, a goalie and a forward. We're playing Minnesota State in the first round.
Oh,
tournament.
Minnesota State. Oh, nice. Yeah. Hey, oh, good stuff. Oh, nice.
So, go Bobcats.
The West region. I think they're traveling out west or something like that.
We are, yeah. Yeah. Mm. NCAA may go ahead and say, hey, men, you're going to go here. Hey, women, you're going to here, and you're going to have less resources until you call us out on social media. By the way, NCAA, what the hell?
That was a great segue to sneak that in there. Well played. Yeah. I'm curious to see what the NCAA hockey resources will look like. I'm sure we'll be flying in the next week or two as well. But go Bobcats. We'll be looking out for them on weekend.
Go Bobcats. Yes. Let's hashtag always end with food.
We're brought to you by our friends at Toasty Bites. You tried them. I tried them. We love them. Our favorite golf snack. Great. I just took them out of the golf course this past week, and it's great.
So did I.
Five little snaps in each Super Bite pack. It's great to split up into a couple of snacks on the course. You can have one or two really quickly. It's a great on-the-go snack. They've got a variety of flavors from almond to peanut dark chocolate, cashew, coconut, almond, blueberry, and more. They're in golf courses like Pebble Beach, Bayonet, Riviera, and more. Our promo code is COL20 for 20% off. Toasty.com/COL. It's all bread talk on hashtag always end with food. I'm going to do a quick past guest shout out before we get into your bread. The bread I'm seeing is from Chef Michael Ponzio, who we had host a Fairway to Table on Golf Pass. We had him on a few weeks ago. And he's been really upping his sandwich game. Chef Ponzio on Instagram. I'm going to shout him out because, Mike, he did it like a refined BLT with like a very fancy mayo spread. I saw him do like a real hunk of prime rib sandwich with some horseradish on. Like, when a chef goes extra hard in the sandwich game, it really puts you to shame because it's like, oh, I thought I was doing something good. And this guy's just going to a whole other level.
Well, you know, what I will say is that if I was a chef in a restaurant and I could spend the money on something that is going to feed, you know, 50 plates as opposed to, you know, two people, so I can buy that big hunk of meat and make something out of it. And yeah, I'm going to do that too. But in the meantime, I'm going to sit here and be super jealous.
Yes, you are. But you're good at the bread part. You had another expedition in the bread. And I'm going to say this before you tell us what you did specifically, but the end result was very attractive.
Yeah,
like from a perspective compared to past breads I've seen from you.
One of my sexiest bakes, I think I've done.
There you go, Mike. There's the word we want to hear.
Yeah. I did a white bread with a poulish. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
What's going on there?
P-O-O-L-I-S-H. It's a highly fluid yeast cultured dough. So pretty much what I did is the night before, I put the flour and the water and an itty bitty bit of yeast together. Half the flour, most of the water. And then let it sit overnight after it's combined. And in the morning, it was all bubbly and doing things. You know, it's like you're doing a fake sourdough starter.
Yeah.
You're not really doing it because you're only doing it for a night. And then you mix it all together and you make your bread. You do all your bread things. The crust is super crusty, really great flavor, really chewy, just fantastic.
I love that. That's cool. The bubbling reminds me of like a little bit of a science experiment too.
You know, and look, all you need here is flour, water, salt, and yeast, and you can do whatever you want.
Okay, this isn't rocket science here. I appreciate that.
Well, there is a lot of science, but
just not too much. Good stuff. Awesome. That was hashtag always end with food. Another great episode of Course of Life in the books. We're going to have a match play recap next week. A whole bunch of vlogs coming to YouTube in the coming weeks from courses and the tournament, and a whole lot more. Some great guests coming your way. We'll see you all next week.
We'll be right back.